Adrian, we almost caught it right there for a minute. Just your thoughts on being out here with your teammates and not participating tonight, but your thoughts just on the team building experience.
Yeah, you know, it was important for me to get out here just to be around the guys and, you know, do something different as a team, you know, and then it's enjoyable. It's great for the fans. So I've just been kind of sitting back and enjoying it.
Okay, now enough of this small talk. This is taking on mythological proportions here, the way you have looked in these OTAs. These guys are raving about you. Are you doing anything different than you've done in the past?
Not at all. It's a lot of hard work, you know, dedication. Just having my mind set on accomplishing all my goals, man, you know. So to me, it's my normal routine.
Yeah. We've got Drew Brees talking about he can't wait to see you get in the hole and actually take on somebody. He's ready to see you guys in some pads and into some physicality. Are you itching for some hitting yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm itching, man. When I look at the offensive line, just watching them, you know, on tape and then just being out there with those guys at practice and seeing how they work, in the weight room. Man, you know, like they have that grit to them, you know, and to be able to run behind these guys, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Folks, that was Marshawn Lattimore that just walked through and ruined our live shot, but that's okay. He's a rookie. He doesn't know any better, AD. So, what do you think about this offensive development? How are you coming along with catching up with the play calling and everything?
I'm coming along well, you know. Of course, that's the reason I made sure I was here for OTAs and to kind of get everything under my belt. To get a good feel for the offense and what Coach Payton will be asking from us and me as an individual. But, you know, some of the terminology kind of matched what I did in Minnesota my first 3 or 4 years. So it's kind of similar. But then there's a lot to take in, you know. So, you know, I'll have some time after minicamp to kind of take the playbook home and really kind of soak into it and be prepared even more when training camp come around.
You know, how fresh do you feel right now?
I feel good. You know, I feel good, man. I can't complain. The body feels good. Mentally, I'm in a good place. So, feeling great.
You know, this is an offense versus defense kind of thing. Even though you're not playing this game, you know, have you guys been going back and forth with the chatter in the locker room?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's all part of competition and getting each other better, you know. So, yeah, definitely be some chatter going on.
All right, we'll let you out of here on this. Bob Stoops retired today. Just your thoughts about your former coach at Oklahoma retiring and after 18 years, 18 very productive years.
Hey, buddy. It, you know, it kind of caught me off guard, you know, but, you know, he was a great coach. Obviously, he's been there for 18 years. You know, he helped a lot of kids, developed a lot of young men to, you know, accomplish their goal, whether it was in football or, you know, outside of football as well. He was just a great, you know, person, really taught me a lot. You know, I was always able to go back and feel welcome, feel at home. And, you know, I would have loved to see him be around another 10 years, you know, but I wish him all the best. And it's sad to see him retire. Man. I must say that it is. It's sad to see him go.
Well, AD, always a pleasure. We appreciate you joining us here. That's Adrian Peterson, AD, and he's ready for the season.